Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Duplantis once again.
Kathy Duplantis once again.
Once again, this is our third week, I think, of talking about our 50 years in ministry. And you know, we're doing it in a studio, so we've been taping it.
Yeah.
That's why we hadn't been 3 weeks in this clothes.
We started out thinking it would just be one program for the broadcast, and it just stretched out so many things to think about and to celebrate and to talk about. So we had a cake. We thought we would cut the cake the first week, but we didn't. The second week, if you were watching, Jesse took a bite out of it.
It's kind of hard. The temptation was greater than I could bear.
But it's in celebration of all that God has done over these 50 years of preaching the gospel, reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time, and so many great things. And we're just touching the surface of them. And I know Jesse has so many great things on his heart to share. And
you know when God told us to go ye in the world?
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was Louisiana. That's it.
And
then
we
went to Texas. Then different state. And then I'll never forget one day the Lord said, there are other people outside the United States of America.
Uh-huh.
So in 1995, we began broadcasting television programs into our European nations, mm-hmm. the different places. Now we're literally all over the globe, but
of course.
Just saying. And then 1997 showed up, internet outreach. But before I get a little into that, God was so good and gracious to us. We bought a building. I mean, people were almost on top of each other. We started out with 7 people in the building, and including us. So it was actually 5 employees and me and Kathy. And in that room, in that thing, we had 75 people put in there.
Before we moved out right into the headquarters that we're in now, which is part of this studio here.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember in those days when we were renting an office building in the New Orleans area. We had moved to the New Orleans area so you can be closer to the airport because of all the traveling. And I remember Jesse gave me an assignment to find a building.
Yeah.
And I would drive the car when I could, when I had time, mm-hmm. and look in the neighborhood, look in the newspaper, look in different places where they had places to sell. And we had a budget to build, to buy, that we set on ourselves because we didn't want to borrow money. We just wanted to keep within where our budget was at the time. And so I found this property, and it was on Storehouse Lane.
And it was our taste.
Right.
Which is kind of plantation looking, you know.
Yeah, it's 11,000 square feet, I think, about. And I remember we looked at it. But before I found that building, I was getting frustrated because I would look around and months would go by, couldn't find the right building. And
tell them what
the
Lord
gave
you.
Me a word that said, I have it hidden a building from you. I've hidden it for you.
I believe that for somebody right now watching. You're looking for a building somewhere. It might be a home. It could be a church. He hadn't hidden it from you. He's hidden it for you.
And that statement gave me such peace. So I knew it was somewhere, and God would reveal it to me. That day, I remember I drove on the property, down that street, and I saw it. And it was a beautiful building, had been built.
It was $1 million for that building.
It's actually only about 2 miles from where we're at now.
It's about 400
yards. Let's get exact on that.
We don't lie here. You know?
I'm not good on measurements sometimes, but it was close.
I have to shorten this story up because we got a lot of other stories to do. What happened is that Kathy says, Jesse, I believe this is the building for us. And when I looked at it, and her faith was stronger than mine, I got to say that. I said, Kathy, you can't buy. She said, I believe we can pay.
Because we had a budget of $250 that we had on our heart that we would pay. And so he says, Kathy, you can't buy the bottom floor of that for $1 million. It's $1 million building. You can't buy it.
The man that built it was the man spent $1 million on it. You ready for this? So Kathy said, Jesse, I think we ought to do this. And she said, why don't you pray about it? Now, watch this. I said, okay. I went in. Remember, I had that. You had made me a little study.
We were in this little rented space.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like a little study.
House, yeah.
At the house. And the Lord, I said, Lord, Kathy wants us to buy this building. It looks real good. He said, listen to her. She said, we can pay $250. He said, you can offer $250, but I'm going to pay $240. Hmm. Now, I know the voice of God. So I come out that little thing. I said, Kathy, and she was like, the Lord said we can offer $250. And Kathy's eyes did that. I said, but he gonna pay $240. Kathy said, you get back in that room and start praying.
Pray.
You ain't heard nothing
want
like
a
that.
Solid answer.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. I said, Kathy, I heard the voice of the Lord. You can offer $250, but we're gonna pay $240. He said he gonna pay $240. Anyway, we offered the $250,000.
Well, you didn't. I mean, I had already negotiated down. We had gone back. I'd gone back and forth with these real estate people, and I said, Jesse, if I go 240, they're going to bolt. I don't think they'll go any lower than 250. So he says, well, go ahead. So we signed the document.
But I said, God said he's going to pay 240.
And we didn't realize it at the time. When I signed the contract, we were required to allow this one doctor, because this place had six different units. This one gynecologist, we had a contract that we were required to maintain that or keep it enforced through the end of the year. So we bought it like in September. So the end of the year, we didn't even think that building would generate income.
No.
But between the time that we purchased it and the end of that year, we had generated a little over $10,000.
So
and
God,
I didn't realize it until I was doing doing the paperwork on the plane on my little laptop or whatever it was back
plane.
Then.
Did we
yeah, because I remember at the time, no, we were flying commercial somewhere, going to a church where you were going to preach and a watch night service in Arlington, Texas.
And you said that.
And I said, Jesse, that building generated $10,000 since we purchased it, and that's when we realized
God
paid
$240.
Isn't that a blessing?
That a miracle of the Lord?
Over the years, I've worn many hats. I was like the product development. This was the first product that
we
did.
This is our first book, The Ministry of Children.
And I helped you with that one.
I got to tell you a story about this. I'm on Delta Airlines, and I'm reading my book.
93, I think.
And to make a long story short, I brought one, and I put it in the, where you get the magazine
if
you're flying.
Of the commercial
like this,
airline.
And then I saw somebody coming, so I put the book down so he didn't
know it.
Now, this
is a different look. The other one had a blue one. It didn't have your picture on the front. The other one had your picture on the back.
So watch this.
This is being reintroduced to commemorate 50 years of ministry.
So watch this, man. To make a long story short, I'm in the aisle seat, the guy's in the, in the window seat. So he reaches in, I guess, and he pulls out my book.
Ministry of Cheerfulness.
It wasn't a picture here. So he opens it up like this, he turns it over, and there's a picture of me, about the size of this little white thing.
Yeah, a little tiny picture.
And he looks at me like this. He says, excuse me, this guy looks just like you. I said, let me see. And I took it out of his hand. I said, you say you got a double everywhere you go. I said, are you enjoying it? Yeah. I said, well, yeah, give it back there. You go ahead and read it. I never told him. I didn't say a word. And then that's when I was flying Delta. I started putting my book in all the little things.
And the magazines, you would do it.
I'd do it, man.
To spread the word.
To spread the word any kind of way, shape, or form. But God told me to go overseas. I said, well, God, I can't go overseas. And everything, to make a long story short, we did. We started out. And we launched out JDM.org. We did our first Spanish television broadcast in 1998. And it was just such a blessing of God. We opened up foreign office. In 1999, we began the Australia television broadcast. That was secular.
Right.
We began television broadcast in Israel in 2001 in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. We began television broadcasting in China in 2004. We began television broadcasting in the Far East and purchased new HD television cameras in 2005. Just constantly going.
Yeah,
watch this. With no money. Just believe in God. We didn't have this money stacked up. Uh-huh. Just believe in God. We are people of faith because we believe God. Mm-hmm. And God would honor us and minister to us. And I remember when he came out with HD, and I said, oh, Lord. We started that, purchased that, and that was very expensive in 2008. Mm-hmm. Then 2012, we launched television broadcasts on demand and launched JDM web shows on JDM.org, the social media outreach, and digital download messages. And I have to stop right here. Mm-hmm. This woman is amazing to me. She told me, now I'm coming forward here, that I should go on social media.
Well, we were on social media to an extent at that point, but it was just getting started. You weren't doing a lot of live things.
And I told him, I said, look, everybody's always trying to find work for me to do. Why don't y'all do it? Because I do broadcast television. And anyway, we argued a little bit and she won. So I started. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If this would not have happened to me, I would not believe it. I'd call it a lie. From January 2020 to the end of September of 2025, we've had over 107 million people contact our office, calling, views, everything. We're working 24/7 just to service that. I mean, sometimes Kathy or George will call somebody at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3, and they're just doing different things. But I go back to go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I don't mind doing the work People ask me all the time, do you think you'll retire? I don't think so. This is where I totally miss God. I want to say this. I thought as I got older that my ministry would decrease, which is okay with me and Kathy, you know, because they want younger people. You know, we don't mind. But that has not happened. It has increased. And it will increase. And why? Because we're faith people. We're debt-free people. Me and Kathy, we Romans 13:8 people. Owe no man anything but to love him. I really mean what I say, which if you support this mission, 100% of what you said goes into world evangelism. We've been debt-free since 1982. Now, I mean, I could tell you way more stories way back when. That doesn't mean we didn't have struggles, but we looked at our answer more than our problem. And I got to get to her. This woman was so shy. She wouldn't talk. When I married her, she wouldn't talk to nobody but me and her family. I mean, I met her at a swimming pool. She didn't talk to nobody, blah, blah, blah. She was very, very shy. And I never forget the day I come in from a meeting. Boy, she had that little sparkling eyes. I said, something's up. What? The Lord has called me to preach the gospel. I said, Kathy, you can't say two words without busting out crying. You ever had those testimony services? We went to that little church and someone would say, this is back in 1976. When first of all, anybody got a good testimony? Kathy would jump up and I'd go, oh, no.
Every time.
And she'd do it like this.
I wanted to share what God had done in my heart.
You would say it like this. I want to thank the Lord Jesus. What the hell? I just bust out crying. Because everybody start crying, man, and everything. They'd look at me and go, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And first time I saw her get knocked out in the Holy Ghost in that little church, they asked me to come play piano to do the call. I wasn't even in the ministry, you know. Let me jump back. And I'm playing. And Kathy goes, screaming, bam. And I went, dang, dang, dang. And I was saying, get up, woman, get up. What's the matter with you laying on the floor? But she really progressed from that. I saw her one time run around a whole church and dove into the altar like this. Come on. And everybody screaming and hollering. That was at Victory there in Metairie, Pastor Frank and Bailey, Paris Bailey's church. And boy, I mean, everybody thought, she's so spiritual. She runs up to me after the service. She goes, Jesse. And I thought, I was about to say, boy, I mean, you set the Holy Ghost on fire. She didn't say that. She said, did my dress fly up? No, it didn't fly up. You were worried. I had to tell him. Kathy,
no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
But I mean, you know, but she stepped out. Now, she is the pastor of our church. And can preach better than I can. I mean, I'm serious. I don't mind that. I've had several people in the church say, boy, but Jesse, you better watch out there. Pastor Kathy is just shucking corn, man. Balling potatoes. That's a Cajun thing, you know.
Well, it's all part of our vision that God called us to start the church back in 1997. Before that point, that was almost 20 years of ministry. I think our 21st year of ministry, yeah. We launched the church. And when we first started the church called Covenant Church, we had another pastor, friends actually, that had been on our board, David and Betty Solstrand, who had come to help us launch the church. And so he was the pastor maybe about 12, 13 years there,
yeah.
to begin
Wonderful
with.
Wonderful man.
Wonderful man. They helped us launch it and get it started. But it was all part of what God wanted us to do, because that was instrumental in the future that God had for conferences that he was having us put on here at the ministry. So the big sanctuary that's there for the regular church services helps us to have the events like Glorious that comes in the spring
and Visionary Conference that comes in the summer.
And so it's all great.
And, you know, and everything is still by faith. 2013, we launched the JDM app. 2017, we launched Total JDM. Now, what's the difference between the JDM and Total JDM?
Well,
what is that?
Total JDM was just a subscription-based thing where you can go and get all the different messages. And we started out for a season. There was a small subscription price to see the whole list, but there was always a large number of free ones that people could watch. And it was part of it. But then when 2020 came around, I felt like I wanted to make it available to everyone free of charge because I knew people.
But I'm still traveling now.
Well, not when 2020 hit, you couldn't travel. And that was part of it. Because of COVID. And so I said, we need to be able to get people messages, because our broadcast was always, of course, ministering to people, but it was always had to be 2 months ahead. Six weeks out, something like that, because of all the closed captioning, the programming requirements for the different television stations all over the world. So we do those way ahead. But people wanted something that was current. And so I remember the day George Gomez, who is a director of TV.
He came here as a child.
George. Just give him credit. He's the one who said we need to do something live. And so
he met his wife here too, I think.
He convinced you to do a program, and that it would be weekly. And you said, okay, you'll do, you called it, you thought about the fireside chats.
Yeah, I thought of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He would have fireside
chats. So we did it like in the boardroom of the headquarters, right there next to your office. And you called it a boardroom chat. But I remember when he told you agreed to do it, you said, okay, I'll do it, but Kathy, you have to do it with me. Because I was usually like more behind the scenes and always kicking him out there.
And she launched it up.
And so I said, okay, I'll do it.
So we launched the boardroom chats, Faith to Facts, Voice of the Covenant Bible Study.
A lot of things.
And we reached 100,000 people on YouTube subscribers.
At one point, I don't know what year was that.
Give the Lord a hand clap for that. My God. And then, I got to tell them about, we went from that little building that we bought, this way, we're here, this is years and years ago, probably 60, 80 years ago. This was a garbage dump. And I didn't know any of that when I bought all this land.
Empty land.
How God honored us, and then we built Jesse the Planter's ministry globally here.
I wouldn't say garbage dump.
It was a garbage dump. That's what the people said.
Some people in the area threw their trash there, but it's not a traditional garbage dump.
How do you know? Were you there?
I was around.
Were you there?
We were living there
70 years ago?
We were living down the street.
No, this is 70, 80 years ago. That's
you
what they said.
You weren't there either.
Neither. That's what they said.
You can't believe everything they said.
Kathy will challenge anything.
But anyway,
she called a catfish a dogfish the other day.
No, I didn't. It was a wooded property. It was 9 acres.
Anyway,
it was a miracle piece of property.
Can I tell them that story? Do I have time? About how we built this
thing. Well, you're in charge. I'm following you.
Well, since when did I get in charge? Hey, did y'all hear that? Somebody tape that. I want that. I'm going to carry that around with me. But anyway, I want to get it. We launched this thing, and today, that wonderful statement, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time, is happening every day. God began to send us a wonderful staff. Mm-hmm. Now, we had a few weeds during the years and
staff
all that kind
infections.
Of stuff.
Staff infections.
But I mean, it began to happen. You know, all of a sudden the Lord said, Jesse, you and Kathy can't do it all. Then it dawned on me, and I remember telling God something one time. I said, God, you give me this money, I'll do it, I'll touch the world. And he said, Jesse, I needed a staff myself. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, that's true. He did have 12 chosen the disciples. So we began to hire people. God gave us some wonderful, wonderful. And so much, let me tell you, Fritz Brown, he's going to be celebrating 42 years of working for me. We got a lot of 30
we
years.
We didn't even get started
years.
With the Fritz stories. All of those are hilarious.
Oh, they're hilarious stories and things
to
of that
start,
nature. If you really want to
so
get
many great
something,
memories.
And it's called Merry Heart Doeth Good Like a Medicine, and it's volumes and volumes of nothing but flat, funny stuff.
I think we have 5 volumes, if I'm not mistaken.
Eight?
We
got 8. Yeah, I think
8
it's 8.
Volumes.
You know what I'm saying? She don't count no more like that, you know? She don't have to do all
I'm trying to remember.
And but this is our third week. She's getting a little tired. Oh, Jesus. But anyway, you know, when you understand that, we built all this, and then 2021, she needed her own studio, so we built Studio C, and we launched Glorious Living with Kathy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, and I mean, it's just the most amazing thing to see what God is doing. Mm-hmm. Now, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. The same statement, the rich people change lives one soul at a time. And we're going to cut this cake. You know? And we're going to do that. We want to celebrate. I believe this 3 weeks is good.
Yeah.
And it took time. This is just some of the things, you know, and I want you to pray about this because I'm going to bind myself on broadcast television so everybody hear this. You know, I've never had what I call partner meetings. I've never had to because, you know, I've always had people just join my... Would you like us to come and do meet and greet meetings in different places all over the United States, maybe overseas too, where I would talk to you about partnership and ministry and thank you for your partnership, but also get to talk to you. And I thought about doing it totally different than a church service. I saw this the other day and instead of having a church service, just, you know, like comedians do, if you see them on HBO, they'll just come out on stage and do their whatever they do. And I thought about just come out and talk to you and talk a little bit about partnership, minister to you, and then open it up for question and answer. If you think so, drop us a line, email us, do something like that, and see if that, and we'll go. I mean, and we'll probably rent a hotel room or whatever, find out how many partners in that area, or if you want to bring other people that might want to become a partner, whatever, you know, and because we'd love to see you. I will see you in heaven, I know that, but I wouldn't mind meeting you here. And it would be such a blessing of the Lord to do that, you know. And so many people, we also have our visionary conference every year. It is jam-packed. Kathy's glorious women, they're everywhere. I mean, it's just happening, and people want me to do more meetings. But ladies and gentlemen, if I go into my files, and Gina's here, she's one, there's about 9,000 requests in there that I hadn't even got to. You see, now, if I start calling back, in fact, I'm so embarrassed to tell you this, I called a man that had wrote me, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago to come, and I came to his church, and I said, I'm sorry it took so long. He said, well, my daddy's the one wrote you, and he died. Remember that, Gina? I said, oh, God, and I'm the son.
I remember, I was there with you. You're like, hey, Dad.
I said, well, hello. So but the son had taken her, he died, and I wanted to. I'd go to everyone. God is my witness, I would. I just don't have the time. I'm doing all I know to do. But today, you know, it takes planes to get where we want to go. Planes going, and one time Kathy going one way and I'm going another. And it's just the most amazing thing because of you, our faithful financial partners who help us so much. And 100% goes into world evangelism. We're taking care of me and Kathy. And God has been so good. And you'll never be a day without prayer. We pray for you. We really do. Not just so you can send us something. Because, you know, you need prayer partners. You need people to help you. But spiritually, physically, and financially, what I decided to do as a Christian to develop myself was to be a partner spiritually, physically, and financially to whoever I partnered with. Mm-hmm. And then I would not stop.
Yeah. Well, 3 John talks about people like that that were fellow helpers with the truth. Yeah. So our partners help us bring the truth of the gospel everywhere, and we're so appreciative. It's happened since we began.
I'm going to close this. How do I cut this cake, guys? What do I do? Hallelujah. We're doing this. Y'all come up here.
I have my napkin here, but I don't have a plate.
Okay. Do I cut it this way or somebody going to cut that? How about have Chrissy or the two girls come on up here and we'll cut this thing? You've seen Chrissy.
Yeah, y'all just going to enjoy it with us, everybody watching all over the world.
And everybody come on up. We're celebrating
50 years. I haven't had a taste of it yet.
I'll take one more bite.
Well, you did that last week. You're going to mess with it.
I don't care.
This is what he does at home when if I have a cake.
I'm at home.
Oh, you're okay.
But this is Chrissy.
Hi, is
this is Gina. If you talk, if you get down so these girls can see you.
They see you.
Watch that knife there. Watch that knife there, Chrissy. If you call our ministry and ask for a meeting, you'll either talk to Gina right here.
Yes.
Come down. Yeah, Gina. And or Denise. So go ahead and cut that stuff.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Well, in fact, all of y'all behind the cameras, y'all come on up here. Come on up here. Now, we all just wear normal clothes and all that kind of stuff. Come on up here. And just cut them a nice piece of cake, a big chunk of cake.
I hope y'all are enjoying this program. Oh, it's been
such
a
5 minutes
blessing
and 44 seconds.
To think
back.
Yeah,
we've never done this before in our life, this long and all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Can you get it out of there?
I think so.
I need to
bite one
more big bite.
You know, maybe you've been following our ministry over the years.
There we go.
If there's
somebody come get this piece of cake here. All right. Here you go.
You have a story that you want to share, why don't you write it in and let us know. Over the years, there's a lot of stories that you've shared.
No.
Tell us your story, how the ministry has impacted your life.
Yeah, it would be a blessing if you could do that. And
I going to get one?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mama. I'm just giving the people. Cut fast there, Gina. We only got 5 minutes.
That's okay.
You know, like you use that knife on your husband. Just cut that fast.
This looks pretty good.
It does look good. And I'm going to just eat a piece of yours, if that's all right.
Well, get your fork right there.
I got it. Come in. We're serving everybody. Oh, excuse me. Would y'all want a bite? And I want everybody to see this.
It is good.
Oh, God.
Very sweet.
I don't know who did this, but this is a good cake. Mm. But do you know 50 years in ministry?
You got chocolate on your teeth.
That's okay. 50 years in ministry tastes better than this cake.
That's so true.
Such an honor that God would call this Cajun boy to preach this glorious gospel. What a blessing that is. And I mean that sincerely. It's just such an honor. I'm eating another piece of this cake. This is some good stuff.
You usually just eat the layers.
I know it. Let me say it again. You'll never be a day without prayer. All these things we said, you caused to take place.
Did you get cake? Go ahead and enjoy.
And I want to tell you something. I felt led the Lord to say this while everybody's doing that. You live as long as you want. The Bible said death and life is in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. There's a promise in the Bible of 120 years. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be something if me and Kathy did a program when I hit 120 years and she'd be 117 years?
Yeah, I believe the Lord will come before then. Let's hope.
And we'd have a cake as big as this table if that happened. You know, y'all got your cake
but,
and stuff like that?
You know, Jesse, every day knowing Jesus is a celebration.
It is.
And I'm so glad over the years, all the millions of people that have watched the program, only when we get to heaven will we know how many people have been really impacted, maybe being born again, maybe the ministries were launched, bodies were healed, people were touched, all because we obeyed the voice of God way back then in 1976.
When we didn't have nothing.
And trusted God every step of the day. There's been a faith walk every moment of it. And it's going to continue to do that as we continue to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Because
Amen.
This is the plan of God for everyone.
And we want every one of you prosperous. Today we are prosperous, spiritually, physically, and financially. And now I can get my own bologna and sandwich at a delicatessen, you know, if I want one.
God is faithful.
And God has been faithful. But I want you debt-free.
Yes.
I want you blessed in the city, blessed in the field. And you know what? I don't think, and I believe this, that you won't have to go through as many hard things as I did, Kathy did. Because, you know, Jesus is coming sooner and quicker than most people think.
You know, at the time, they didn't seem as hard. No. Well, when you look back.
When you're dedicated to the vision.
Yeah.
Vision always runs in advance of your ability to fulfill it. And that's simply the truth. But I just kept going. Now, today, I'm at a point that I'm believing God. God gave me a wonderful revelation today on the word replenish. Mm-hmm. Everything you spend in a year, have it all replenished back on the day you start your new year, your calendar year. Now, I'm not talking about your increase. And maybe you increase more. I'm talking about use that for other things, do what you want. But what you spent. Mm-hmm. That should happen every year.
Yeah.
And we're believing God for that to happen. And it is happening. And God has been so good. And I'm going to tell you something. And I mean this. People sometimes can't hardly believe this. I will call a partner that's maybe giving $5 in a month. And I'll call him and say, this is Jesse. Said, no, it's not. I said, yeah, it is. No, it's not. I said, I'm telling you, it is. And I just wanted to call and say thank you. See, so most people think you're only going to, call the big, huge partners. And I've had million-dollar partners. I'm not serious. I got one person has given me over $13 million to preach this glorious gospel. I'm amazed at that. And even told me, use it like you want. Well, I'm going to use it for souls.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. See, that, you know, there's no other choice in the matter. And I hope we say thank you. And I hope you enjoyed this 50-year celebration and things of that nature. Because two people got involved in this. Me and Kathy as one person, and you as the next one. Mm-hmm. You believed in me, and I believe in you, and we both believed in God. Mm-hmm. And we will do that till Jesus comes. So can I pray for you before we go off the air? Father, everyone that has watched these 3 weeks.
Yes, Lord.
Celebrate them, Jesus.
Thank you,
minister healing if they need healing.
Thank you.
Finances if they need finances. Children to be saved, whatever they might.
Yes, Lord.
You said delight, you give the desires.
Yes.
Pray like the psalmist David, you give what he wants. You supply all the needs. I decree and declare it today in Jesus' name.
Yes.
That the word of God is true.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this. We really enjoyed this. And I hope to God we don't gain too much weight on this cake. We'll see what's happening here.
But I
want to thank all of y'all behind me for
this
coming.
This is a sampling of all the team that God has called to help us to do what we
amen.
Do all over the
Eight,
world.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.